Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to the A New Day Show. I am your host, the Queen of the Empowered Soul, or some of you may know me as Dynamic Daphne. It is a gorgeous, bright and sunny morning here in Connecticut this morning, and I pray wherever you are, you too are experiencing lots of sunshine in your life. Before I begin this morning, I want to share with you an affirmation for today. It is only when I am wholly surrendered to the Spirit that I will be able to live according to God's will. Again, I'll repeat it. It is only when I am wholly surrendered to the Spirit that I will be able to live according to God's will. I thought that was so fitting for today to share that with you, because for those of you who read the description or my tweet, you'll remember that this morning's discussion will be around taking risk. And I am sure that for each and every one of us, taking risks means something different. You know, we'll have different description as to what that means for us. We will have different experiences. We will have different stories to share. And that's exactly what I am encouraging you to do this morning. I would like for you to call in with your stories about taking risk. And after you tell your story, I would love for you to share the result that you gained from taking risk. It might have been a negative result, or it could have been a positive result. Either ways, I would love for you to share that, and then we could have a discussion about that, as well as you could highlight the lessons learned from taking risks. So, with that being said, The chat room is up, and we are right here on the airwaves for you to call us. The number is 646-915-8166. So again, 646-915-8166. So give us a call here if you have a story that you can share about taking risks and, you know, what's the result that you got from taking that risk? How did it benefit you? And, you know, just let's talk about that. All right? So again, you're listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul on a Wednesday morning at 10:05 Eastern Standard Time. And I tell you, I see myself as someone who has taken a lot of risk. And there have been times when the risks pay off, and there are other times when I have learned valuable lessons from the risk that I took. I tell you something, I can remember In the 70s, I think it was in the 70s, yes, in the early 70s, I was still living in Jamaica. And they had those small Honda motorcycles. And there was a gentleman who came, who was from my district, and he lived in Kingston. Kingston is the big city. And he came back to visit. And he came and he had a motorcycle. So I knew nothing about riding a motorcycle. So, but we were all so excited. You know, we are all in the country there. We don't have any motorcycles, no motorbike, nothing. We are accustomed to be taking the country bus to go wherever we want to go. You know, we take it to go to the market. If we have to go to Kingston, Black River, or Santa Cruz, or Savlamar, we go on the bus. So nobody in the district had any motorcycle or bicycles or anything. So the gentleman came and he decided he would give all of us a ride. So, you know, those of you who are bikers, you know that you got to change some gears in your hand and everything like that. And he took each of us around maybe twice to show us how to do the riding of the motorcycle. And then on the third time when he took me, because his legs are so long, he actually hopped off the back of the motorcycle. And I had no idea that he was no longer sitting behind me. So I said something to him, and I didn't hear him answer, and I panicked. I was going down a hill, and I panicked. And I remember saying, "Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God! I'm going to die! I'm going to die! I'm going to die!" But I'm saying this now, and I'm smiling because I'm thinking I said the right thing by calling on God. And I'm here living today to tell this story. And because of that first risk I took, he was he was not there on the bike with me to tell me what to do. And I had to figure out by myself what to do to get the bike back up that hill where the rest of the other young people were. So that was an amazing experience, and I never forgot it. The other risk that I began taking earlier on in my life was my father was a farmer, and in a farming district or community, we have mules, we have horses, we have donkeys, and of course we ride them. The donkeys we use as a means of transportation, and the farmers use that to take the load or the produce to the market, to the farmer's market. Well, I began horseback riding at an early age, and I tell you, we didn't have saddles, because the rich people were the ones who had saddles. You know, like the people who have the big acres and acres of farm, cattle farm or horses, they were the ones who had saddles. We didn't have any saddles, so we rode the horses bareback. And the first time that a horse galloped with me, I thought I was going to lose my mind. And I tell you, that has built my confidence so much, because I began thinking then that everything in life, you have to take risks. You never know whether or not you will be good at doing something. So I know that we always have to trust God in whatever we do. And we got to go out on the limb. We got to be bold. And we must take risk in whatever we do. And I tell you something, I'm excited about those early risk-taking experiences, because now horseback riding is one of my favorite activities to do. I don't ride much here in America, which I am in USA. I'm hoping that soon I'll be able to start that again, because I live in a community of the United States where there are a lot of horses, and I'm looking to get back into that sport and activity. And of course, now it's no longer a risk-taking adventure, because I enjoy it so much. Every time I go to the Bahamas, when my other friends are shopping, I take the small bus that the natives take, and I go way out in the country. And country meaning a rural area. And I go horseback riding. I ride in the ocean and all of that. And it is so much relaxation for me. It just brings so much tranquility and peace, especially riding in the water. If you have never rode a horse in the ocean, you must try it. You must try it. I tell you something, it brings you peace like you have never, ever experienced before. Now, oh my heavens, I took so many risks. You know, I remember as a kid, you know, climbing all those tall trees, you know. We have mango trees, we have orange trees, we have all the trees you can think about in Jamaica. And as a girl, I was climbing all those trees, and of course they always hear, girls not supposed to climb a tree, but hey, I had to dare myself to do that. So I grew up with that attitude of risk-taking, you know. I'm thankful to God that the things that were extremely dangerous, I did not do those things because, or else I probably would not be around to tell the story. If we look back on learning to drive a car, that's taking risks too. You know, yes, we have the instructor there, but you are taking a risk. You're not sure what to do, but you are there trusting that what the instructor tells you will work out. That too is risk taking. Now, I look on becoming an entrepreneur, and as I look back over my life's journey, my desire for wanting to become an entrepreneur started back in the early 80s. I think it started back 1980, 81, 82. I was still in Jamaica. I was working as a nurse, and I wanted to make some money extra. So although I was working as a nurse, I started what was known as a mini mart. Before it was a mini mart, it was a boutique, Sagittarius Boutique. That is what it was called. And I used to go to Kingston and I would shop for, I remember, you know, Carol Issa is one of the top designers in Jamaica. And I would go up to Kingston and I would shop wholesale for Carol Issa's clothes, and I would sell them in my boutique in Montego Bay. And then I began traveling to Miami in Florida on the weekends to buy nurses' uniforms and shoes and bedspreads and window curtains. I used to get special orders for those. And I would stock up my my boutique, and I have regular customers that would come in. But then, as anything that you take a risk on, at that time, I didn't even start that business with any proper business plan. I just had it in my heart that I wanted to do that. You know how we entrepreneurs are. So I stepped out and I started that. And then, when that business got slow, I said, well, what can I do? It was a two-story building. So I decided I would remove the clothes upstairs, and I would now convert the downstairs of the shop into a mini mart, meaning I was selling groceries. So I had my regular customers too from the hospital. They would like drop their orders off, and they would pick it up. So although I was working in my regular job, I had two people who I employed to run the boutique and the mini mart. One young man and a young woman, and they would run that. And when I left work, I would go into the store, and that was a viable business for me. I really, really did well and really got a true understanding about what entrepreneurship was. And, you know, I went out and I took a chance. I took the risk on me. And I did not know what the result was going to be. And I need to be honest and let you know, my listeners, back then, I was not spiritually connected the way I am now to know that the Holy Spirit will direct me what to do and I can trust the Holy Spirit. Yes, I was going to church on Sunday. I was going to yoga and meditation sometimes during the week. But I did not understand about having a true relationship with my Lord and Savior. It was a ritual for me and a habit, and it was something that I did religiously every week of going to church, because I was brought up that Sunday is the day of worship. You go to church. I remember walking from Paintstone to Carmel Moravian Church. Oh, those of you who are from Westmoreland and from the Carmel area, you know that beautiful church up on that hill. And that's where I used to worship as a child. But my understanding of relation, of a true relationship, came later on in my years. As a matter of fact, I got that enlightenment when I came here to the United States of America. I understand that it was not about religion. And it was a meeting that I went to in Brooklyn with a lady by the name of Sister Brenda. She came from Alabama. And there was an invitation of anybody who want to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior should come down. And I said, oh, let me go down. I've never heard that before. So I took a risk. I went down. And I tell you something. It's the most rewarding thing that I have done in my life. When I took that walk on that, I think it was a Friday night down in Brooklyn in the Flatbush area when I had gone to that meeting. And little did I know how drastic my life would have turned around. It just opened up new avenues for me to understand that everything is available to me just by taking that step. So, and since I find out now the power that lies within me, I can take all the risk because I know and understand that it's not about me. So long as I trust my Savior, He has my back, and He will make sure that I enter into these risk-taking propositions, and He's going to know that there are lessons there for me to learn. You know, a lot of times the Lord will give you a vision, and you run ahead and you start the vision, and you're going ahead, and then it comes a time when He's going to tell you, you got to pull back, because that's not who I want in the vision, or that's not who I intended you to partner with. And you got to listen, and you have to remove self out of the way. You got to say, yes, I was not listening to you for the complete direction. Here I am, Lord. Speak to me and tell me what it is that I should be doing. So, our entire lives are made up of risk taking. I mean, we meet a man or a woman and we fall in love. That is taking risk as well, because we never know. I was talking with one of my friends sometimes ago, and I was saying to her, girl, you know that you come here, this is such a diverse country, and you fall in love with someone who is from a different country, a different spiritual belief, different ethnicity, and all that stuff. I said, have you thought about how scary that is? Because I said, let's look back. She's from Trinidad. And I said, let's look back and when you were in Trinidad and when I was in Jamaica. I said, anyone that you encounter that wants to court you or you get into a relationship with, everyone in the district knows that person or knows that person's relatives. But I say here, nobody knows anybody because we all are from someplace else. And I said, that's the reason why we got to trust God, that He will help us connect with the right partners, and that whatever we do in life, that we will be doing the right thing, because it's a scary world out there. And if we do not trust God, when we take these risks, we would be caught with our pants down, because we would be by ourselves. Okay, I want to tell you that the discussion this morning is on taking risk, and I want for you to join me in my conversation here. The telephone number is 646-915-8166. And while I wait for your call and to continue my discussion here or conversation, I want to remind you that the Vision Weekend Conference has been pushed back for September the 3rd through the 4th. Two full days. Registration will start at 2 p.m. on the 2nd. And the exhibitors and vendors will be setting up from 8 o'clock on the 2nd of September. And you can please visit the website at www.visionweekendconference.com. And the early bird registration is up. I wanted to utilize that. If you are thinking of having a group attend, you need to call us directly, and we will discuss the rate on that. The numbers to call is 860-355-9838, 718-753-0244, or 203-885-9434. And that's for the Vision Weekend Conference coming up in September the 3rd and 4th. Here in Connecticut at the Heritage Hotel Spa and Golf. So you come in early on Thursday, you register, you can enjoy the spa, you can go play a couple holes of golf, you can shop in the nice little village, whatever you want to do. And we will start on Thursday night with the VIP reception, and we're going to go full force for 2 days. We decided we would conclude on Saturday night after the banquet, because one of the conversation I was hearing from my advisors and some other supporters was that they wanted Sunday to do the spa or to play golf, or some people wanted to go back home to be at church. So We listened and we push it back. I thank those of you who already registered, either as a vendor or a participant. We so greatly, greatly appreciate you. I also want to say thanks to Sister Yolanda Webb for that beautiful feature of myself in the Elan Couture magazine. And you can check out page 99 on the Elan Couture Beauty Magazine, and you can get that online at www.elancouture.com. And I am so excited to be in good company, because on the cover of that magazine is our First Lady, Michelle Obama, and that's the Mother's Day issue. So check that out and subscribe to the magazine so you can be informed of what's going on right there in Elan Cosmetics. Sister Yolanda Webb is one of the divas in the cosmetic world, and she has pledged and committed to continue to make black women young and beautiful. from the inside out. So check it out and call me and let me know about what you think on the article, and just share it with other people. So yes, again, the phone number is 646-915-8166. And you're listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And we are having conversation about taking risk. And I want to read a piece for you by Nancy Sims. And, you know, entrepreneurship spells risk-taking. That's the bottom line. This reads, success begins with a single step that makes you as far, that takes you as far as you, your determination and dedication wants to go. Others may help you along the way, but in the end, it's your wanting to get there badly enough that completes the journey. Success doesn't come fast, nor does it come easily. There will be times when you will ask yourself if it's really worth the struggle. And you'll wonder if you'll ever get there. But you will, my friend, if you remain strong and refuse to let any obstacles stand in the way of achieving your dreams. If you believe firmly in what you are doing, and patiently keep taking those tiny steps, you will get there and know the thrill that comes with meeting a challenge and winning. Now, success is a risk, you know, because as this author is saying, each day, one step at a time, one day at a time. And you look, and entrepreneurial journey, it's not only risky, but it is also lonely. Because I know for me, you know, I have certain family members and biological family members and friends who always tells me, why do you leave your good nursing job with benefits? To do what? To do what? To do what? And I'm not upset with them. I am not angry with them, because this journey that God has me on is for me. And there is a possibility that somewhere along the way I will encounter someone who understands the journey. And on the other hand, I just may not find anybody who understands the journey. But that's okay, so long as each day I surrender myself to God and allow Him to work in and through me, so long as I keep cementing the thought that I am His and He's mine, and He will always protect my going out and my coming in. He's always there for me. He has made many, many, many promises to me that He has already fulfilled and carried out. And He is still at the drawing board creating things for me to do, because He has a great legacy for me to fulfill. And if I should sit around wait on everything to be logical, it would be a waste of time. So in the meantime, I got to go out there, do what I'm instructed to do, take some risks, learn some lessons, learn the importance of leaning on the everlasting God, knowing that through Him, I can do all things. And listeners, He didn't say I can do some things. He said I can do all things. And every day that I wake up, there is such an affirmation that He allows me to do all things. You know, even this radio show, this was a risk taking. I started on traditional radio on a gospel station. That was risk taking. I didn't go to school to be a journalist or to be do anything with announcing or anything like that. So this is risk. I step out. I ask God to allow me to do this. So He started me out in traditional radio. And He has now elevated me to internet radio, where I have a global platform. Folks, it does not get any better than this. So I'm sharing that to tell you that so long as you take risk and trust the result to Him, He will see you through. It's not going to be easy. And not all the risks you take will pay off positively. However, you should look in to find the lessons in there that you can learn from it and grow from it. Because so long as we are breathing, we ought to be learning something new each day. You know, don't sit around and figure, oh, I'm too old, I'm too this, I'm too that, I'm too the other. It is never too late for a new day. Never too late for a new day. I think it was maybe 6 weeks or so ago. I had turned my computer on, and right there was a woman that was like, I think 86 years old, that just got, was sharing her story with the world about going bungee jumping. And in that in the little article, it stated that she was getting ready to reveal to her family what her next adventure is going to be. And I looked at her and I said, you go, girl, you go. Nothing stops you. Whatever it is that you want to do, go ahead and do it. Do not play it safe, because you play it safe in life, you do not achieve your goals. You got to take risk. You have to believe in God. You got to believe in yourself. Even when no one else does, you got to believe in God and in yourself. Knowing that, God, you and I are partners. I have no one but you. And I am relying on you to make sure this thing works. Because it's you and I. We are in this together. If this thing goes down, you go down. If this thing goes down, I go down. So it's all three of us that will be going down. So, you know, you probably think I'm crazy, because I talk to God just as I am talking now here. Because, you know, my God is real. My God is real. I want to read a piece from P.F. Heller. Never give up your dreams. Imagine what you want for tomorrow. Feel it. Sense it. Fill your soul with it. D. dare the impossible because deep down inside you know it can be done. That right there, guys, I'm not reading now. That right there is risk. Be unafraid, but not foolish. Have courage and balance it with strength. Be confident in who you are. Don't be afraid to grow. Above all, know what your inner spirit desires. Listen to your hopes and dreams, to the unseen element inside you, to the sounds that are beyond hearing, to the one part of you that knows no boundaries, and that walks hand in hand with you through your life. Never give up on your dreams, for they were meant to come true. So, every piece that I have chosen to read to you today is affirming in a positive way that you need to take risks. So, you know, there is a part of risk that is positive. Like, that, I mean, when you risk risky behaviors, like, you know what the risky behaviors are. I don't have to go into them. And when you take drugs and all of that stuff, that is negative. But when you take risk in fulfilling the vision, calling, and purpose that God has called you to, that is powerful, because what that does is that it helps other people to take risk in their calling and purpose. They don't sit around and wait for the opportune time to come. They don't sit around and they don't say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have the backing, I don't have that. They go out and they make things happen. And when they begin to share their stories, other people will begin to start taking risk in what they believe in, what they have sitting in their spirit dormantly for how many years. So, I know that God did not just want me to talk about risk this morning in a vague way. He wanted me to just talk about it because there's somebody out there in Radio Land who needs to hear this. That you should not just sit around and wait for the support to come. You need to go out there and take some risk on yourself. You know, when you take risk on yourself, it probably brings a slight feeling of anxiety to you. But I tell you something, the first day or the first couple of hours you do that thing, you are going to begin to feel so much better that you have begun to take a stand for what God has called you to do. So take risk on you. Take risks on the people that you believe in and support. Because everybody needs a little pat on the shoulder. And I am known to tell people on several occasions, although I do not understand what you are going after, I will support you doing it because you're following on your heart. You're taking risk on you. And all you that you need to do is to tell me, where in the picture do I fit? You know, what do you want from me? How do you see me helping you to manifest this? So, Just keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it until you get it right. It is like, excuse me, it is like a professional musician. They practice. It's like an actor or actress. They rehearse. And it's the same thing with us as entrepreneurs. We got to go out there. We got to practice. We got to rehearse. We got to take risks. We got to take the risk, the right attitude. We got to believe in God. We got to believe in ourselves. And I tell you something, once you begin to show the world that, hey, I believe in me, I believe in the power of my God, and I don't have to wait to have an amen corner or a power supporting team or a bunch of advisors, I can step out there knowing that I'm not alone, but I'm willing to go the distance to manifest this thing that God has deposited in me. I tell you, waking up in the mornings and going through our doors, that's the first risk we take every day, because we don't know what awaits us on the other side of the door once we open it. But we just have to keep taking those risks on ourselves. Don't ever stop dreaming your dreams. Don't ever try to understand everything. Some things will just never make sense. Don't ever be reluctant in showing your feelings. When you are unhappy, give into it. When you are not, live with it. Don't ever be afraid to try to make things better. You might be surprised at the results. Don't ever take the weight of the world on your shoulders. Don't ever feel threatened by the future. Take life one day at a time. Don't ever feel guilty about the past. That's done. It's gone. Learn from any mistakes you might have made. Don't ever feel that you are alone. There is always somebody there for you to reach out to. Don't ever forget that you can achieve. So many of the things you can imagine, imagine that. It's not as hard as it seems. Don't ever stop loving. Don't ever stop believing. Don't ever stop dreaming. Take some risk on your dream and take some risk for yourself. Reach for the stars. Do not take anything as forever, because forever is only as long as today. Know that the people who are the richest are not those who have the most, but those who need the least. That we are at our strongest when life is at its worst, and at our weakest when life is no longer offers challenge. That it is wiser not to expect, but to hope for. In expecting, you ask for disappointment, whereas in hoping, you invite surprises. that unhappiness does not come from not having something you want, but from the lack of something inside that you need. There are things to hold and things to let go. And letting go doesn't mean you lose, but that you acquire that which has been waiting around the corner most of all. Remember to use your dreams as a way of knowing yourself better and as an inspiration to reach for the stars. You know, you reach and reach and reach and reach. And each day that you reach, you will find out how much closer to the stars you are. How much closer. But if you just sit down and you are playing safe and you are thinking, oh man, I don't want to do that, I don't want to do the other, then you are going to be just sitting there in mediocrity. I want to go ahead and welcome guest number 291 to the room. And if you have any suggestion on risk-taking risk, I want to encourage you to just write it here and call me and let me hear about your risk-taking adventures. So again, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul, and we are here talking about risk taking. You know, let me know if you have some questions and what has your experience done, what has your experience been, about taking risk. So again, if you are interested in calling, the number is 646-915-8166. And you can call in at any time and let us talk about what has been your risk-taking adventures and experiences. Reaching for rainbows. If we don't ever take chances, we won't reach the rainbows. If we don't ever search, we'll never be able to find. If we don't attempt to get over our doubts and fears, we'll never discover how wonderful it is to live without them. If we don't go beyond difficulties, we won't grow any stronger. If we don't keep our dreams alive, we won't have our dreams any longer. But if we can take a chance now and then, seek and search, discover and dream, grow and go through each day with the knowledge that we can only take as much as we can give, and we can only get as much out of life as we allow ourselves to live, then we can be truly happy. We can realize a dream or two along the way, and we can make a habit of reaching out for rainbows and color our lives with wonderful days. So take a risk on yourself. Take a risk. Get to 291. Let me know if you have any questions or remark about what I'm talking about. And if you have an experience about risk-taking yourself, So let me know if you have a question. All right? Okay. So, again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And our conversation is on risk-taking. Risk-taking. All right. The next piece I want to share is my favorite wish for you. For you to always find whatever you seek from life and more, not just happiness, but joy, and a life that is better than you ever imagined before. If you for you to feel safe and secure, for you to feel strong and self-assured, fully able to enjoy the blessings of this day and all your beautiful tomorrows, for you to always take care to feel good about yourself within, for you to be well and to always feel as wonderful as you always look to be. For you to remember that my light will always shine for you and that you will never be without a dear friend to talk to. You'll never be without someone who loves you and cherishes the person you are. You'll never be without someone who hopes for the best in everything you do. You'll never be without me wishing nothing but good things for you. Isn't that what God our Father tells us? That's what He tells us. And when we cling on to that faith of knowing that we are going out there, we are taking risk on all these different opportunities. If we enter into these situations knowing that we are not alone, there's somebody there who is cheering us on. There's somebody there that has our backs, as the young people say. We would go out there and take risk with a strong belief and a strong faith, knowing that the worst that can happen is that we will learn a lesson about something that we did not know before we did that. It's natural to feel disappointed when things don't go your way. It's easy to think, I can't do it, so why try? But no matter how scared you are of making a mistake, or how discouraged you may become, never give up. Take some risk. Because if you don't try, and if you don't go after what you want in life, it won't come to you. And you will be forced to accept things that you know could be better. Success is not measured by whether you win or whether you fail. There's always a little bit of success, even if things don't go your way. What's important is that you will feel better about yourself for the simple reason that you have tried. So take some risk, take some risk, take some risk. We are just entering into the second half of the show. So we still have a work to go, and we encourage you to call in at 646-915-8166 and let me hear about your experience or experience around taking risks. So call, the number is 646-915-8166, or you can join us in the chat room and to share those things. You know, there has been a lot of talk about the state of the economy and all of that right across the world. But as entrepreneurs, this is the time to diversify what we do. We need to go out there and take risk. And I'm not talking about risk as in those late night TV, get rich quick popcorn stuff that you go look on it and you figure in 10 days you're going to become a multi-billionaire by just buying one of those packets. I want to talk to you about being sensible about the risk that we take. We need to research things that we are getting into. You know, often it is said that if a thing looks too good to be true, then it is. So don't just take people's words for it. I know I am bombarded every day. My email boxes come overflowing with people who want me to get into what they are doing and to become a millionaire in a month, you know, and all that mess. And you and I know that that's just not happening. But shameful to say, there are a lot of people out there who believe that that can happen. And yes, you don't have to tell me about God's miraculous powers. I know he can do that, but a lot of times those things that they are getting us into is really not working. How those people are making their money is by selling us what it is that they are trying to say is making them a millionaire, where indeed it's just by the money we spend that is making them the millionaire. So be cautious. Be cautious, be cautious in the things you do, but don't be afraid to go out there and take risks on the things that you believe in. You know, for your lifetime, everybody's been asking you to bake carrot cake. I mean, people are always asking me to cook Jamaican food and to do this and to do that. And I'm in the process now of compiling a cookbook. You know, and I was talking to my friend in Atlanta, and she said, well, you need to go ahead and package the seasoning too. This way, they will just have a Daphne in their kitchen every time they open the book and every time they open the packet seasoning, because here they will be in a position to create the wheel, take the risk of going out there, learning to cook Jamaican food, and hopefully mastering it, so that people won't know whether you are authentically Jamaican or not. So, you know, I am there, and that's one of the things that I am doing. And that is something that in itself is a risk-taking thing, because I'm telling you guys, I don't normally cook with recipes. I just cook. I grew up seeing my mother just cooking, you know, a pinch of this, a pinch of that, a tat of that, a tat of that, a pinch of this. And I grew up the same way. And I tell you, anybody will tell you, I'm a good cook. I cook very well, very well. And I never did recipes. So now that I'm working on the cookbook, it's taking me much longer than I had anticipated, because I got to be figuring out these recipes, because things that I've been cooking for all my life, I have to go now to figure out the measurement to make sure that thing comes out the same way. So it is so amazing how each day as I wake up, I find something new that I can go out and take risk on. So long as it it will elevate me and help to invest and educate me. I tell you something. You know, I attend college online, Oxford University, and there was one class that I had to take, which was, forget about the mathematics. Oh, that was something else. Because just seeing an M in a word, I'm thinking if the rest of it will be spelled math. And that's how scary I was. And it was a risk-taking for me to go out there and stay and take that class. And I said, you know, I'm going to do what it is I take to do. I did so well, I got me a B+. And for somebody who hated it, if I had not the risk of going out and do that, you know, I went out, I asked for help from somebody else. But I got it, and I realized that if I did not make the attempt, I would not have been able to complete the course. The next course that had frightened me, which was really out of my league and a risky thing, was statistics. I had never done statistics, at least not that I could remember. So I have a couple of friends at the local university, and I called my friend up and I said to her, I need me a tutor. I got to get a tutor for statistics. So she got me one of her colleagues. And then when I met with the gentleman, he looked at me, he said, Daphne, I have not thought statistics for 9 years. So I said to him, oh, well, I guess I had to go buy the textbook, because I was thinking that since I was getting a professor to tutor me on statistics, that I didn't need the textbook. I could just go and we could talk about it and I would get it. So, I ordered the book quickly, and that was another good thing. I got me an A on that. So all the things that I've done, believing in God and taking risk on me, I end up on top. I came out on top. And even if I did not come out on top, I would sit around, I would dissect it, and I would put every effort into finding what are the lessons here. Have I learned any lesson from this activity? And you can do the same thing for yourself. You know, there's someone who is listening to the show. You might be doing it on the archive, or you might be listening live. That's something in your heart that you have been pondering a long time. Get up and start that thing. Do not wait any longer. So what if it does not work out the first time? Go for it. You have been sitting for years on that desire. It is time to get up. Get up and get moving. Take action. Yes, you are wondering about the support system. The support system will come once you start action and taking action, because why should someone else believe in you if you don't believe in you? Does that make sense to you? So the support will come once you take action. And I don't know who that was for, but if that was for you, you can stop at my show page here at Blog Talk Radio. Leave a comments on that about what that has done for you. If it was indeed you and what you have done. Have you taken action about doing that thing that has been in your spirit for a long time? I believe that through every storm or problem we face in life, the solutions are ours to find. It takes a belief in ourselves, in our ability to handle the situation we must deal with. We must accept our problems and work through them. It won't always be easy, but a positive outlook will lighten the load. Finding answers and solutions won't be an easy task, but then neither is life. But we broaden our horizons by the challenges we face, and each day we must remember all the possibilities that life has just offered us. We need to believe and achieve. We need to take risk in ourselves. We need to take risk in our purpose and calling. We need to take risk in those desires that God has given us in our lives. You have talents. You have skills. What have you done with them? Don't sit around and wait on somebody to come and say, oh, I know you are this, I know you are that, I want to invest in you. Step out, be bold in the callings that God has placed in you. Be bold. Step out in faith, knowing that He will send what it is that you need to get these things done. Again, I want to remind you, we have 48 minutes remaining in this episode. Please call 646-915-8166. Again, 646-915-8166. Let me hear about your risk-taking stories. I know I am not the only person out there who has took some risk. I know there are others out there. Don't be embarrassed. Call me up and tell me about it. You know, I want to hear from you. There's something rare and special about a person who always makes you feel good. Without ever trying, there's something magical in a smile that talks. There's a lingering warmth in laughter that comes so easy that nothing else seems to matter. The ability to touch people without having to reach out. A simple understanding of hearts. There's nothing more refreshing than coming across such a person in your life. And nothing so appreciated as being able to call them your friend. I tell you, you might be in the grocery store, gas station, post office, you know, shopping someplace, parking lot. You might see this person and the person smiles at you. Don't just go around with a long face. Smile and say hi to the person. You never know. You could be meeting your best friend for the rest of your life. Building new relationships is risky, but we must do them and we need to enjoy them from day one. We need to treat them as if this is the only day because it just might be. We don't know how long these relationships will last. So take a chance. Go out, meet somebody new. Just have a goal that each month you would like to make X amount of new friends. I tell you, back in March, I went to Baltimore to the Winner Summit that bad, bad sister, Deborah Hardnett, had put on. And just give a shout out for Deborah. She's doing an amazing job. And I went to that conference. And I took some flyers about the Vision Conference that's coming up, and I distributed them. And little did I know that there's so many people at that conference who were my friends, who are my friends, because they still are, my friends on Facebook. And as they saw the picture, people began coming over to me and saying, oh, you are my friend. I went to the prayer breakfast in Danbury this past, last Thursday, and I saw a woman standing. I went over and I said hello to her and got into a conversation, where you go to church, what you do, and all of that. Those of you who know me knows I just love to talk. And I handed her one of the postcards with the vision conference. She looked at my old picture and she said, oh, you're my friend on Facebook. So we never know who, or we never know whom we will encounter. But I'm saying that to say that each and every one of us needs to put an effort to meet somebody new. Yes, old friends are a treasure, but new friends are like diamonds. So let us start collecting some diamonds. And now we can have new friends wherever we are in the world. You know, it was just yesterday I took part in a discussion on LinkedIn about what is your word, what's your purpose, what's your one word. And from participating in that discussion, I just got me a new friend in Scotland. And we will be speaking, because I will have him on the show here in a few weeks to talk about some of the wonderful work he is doing there in the UK and see how we can add value to each other's calling and purpose. So find something that works for you. The first time you talk to a stranger, and I know you will be hearing the voice in the back of your head saying, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers, don't talk to strangers. Remember that now you're an adult and you can step out of your comfort zone. Start with a simple, hello, how are you today? Or the person probably has a nice purse or shirt or blouse or shoes or something. Oh, I just love that scarf. And that is going to open up a whole lengthy conversation that you can leave that conversation getting a feeling of fulfillment. And you feel good and you say, oh my heavens, I am so excited that I took the risk. You know, you can look and you can say, if I did not open my mouth and talk to this person, I would not have learned that. If I did not do such and such, it wouldn't end up this way. You know, this past Saturday, I had a segment of the show, and the lady I met there, which is a new friend that I met just the day before, and she reads so well, and I decided after a conversation with her on the telephone that I was going to have her on the show. And one of the questions she asked me, how can you be sure that I'm the right guest for your show? And I said to her, my spirit tells me, and I said, "What? We have the ability to delete the show. So if for any reason we got into the conversation and it was not educational, inspirational, nor empowering for my guests, I had the ability to delete it." You know, delete it. So I always come out on top when I go out there and take risks. A lot of my friends that I know have are people that I met at conferences or just be out and saying, hi, how are you? You know, I go to Costco. I went to Costco's the other day. Costco's is a wholesale place, warehouse here in the States. And I went there and I got into conversation with the lady who was waiting on me. And what did I realize? She and I, we were born the same year, same date, same month. Can you imagine? So now when I go to Costco's, I stop by her and I said, "Hey, twin sister." And she said, "Hey, twin sister." And we just enjoyed that. And that's a new friend. And she said to me, "Each 11th of December, we will go out to dinner." And I said, "That is an amazing idea. That is so wonderful." Now, if I had just stood there and not get into a friendly conversation and just sit there and say, "Oh, well, just sir, let me get out of here. I got to go." If I had done that, then I would not have known all that intimate information about her, and I would not have gotten a new friend. So we never know where our next friend is coming from. And that risk that we take is likely to land us our million-dollar client. I'm still waiting on mine, and I think that's why I enjoy going out there and taking risk, is knowing that it might be that new connection that will land me into my million-dollar client. So we have 38 minutes remaining in this segment, so I want for you to please call me or join me in the chat room and let me know, let me hear, let Word Radio World hear about your risk-taking experiences. Deep within our hearts, each of us carries the seed of a secret dream. Special and unique to each individual. Sometimes another person can share that dream and help it grow to fulfillment. Other times the dream remains a solitary pursuit known only to the seeker. But secrets are shared no matter what it might be. A dream is a potential wish, should never be discouraged. For each of us also carries within ourselves a light which can cause the seed to grow and blossom into beautiful reality. That some light, that same light, I've seen shine so clearly in you. And you oftentimes, if you do not have anyone in your life to tell you that, you need to begin to slow yourself down and take some time to admire your shining light. You need to take some time to just believe in you and take some time to smell your roses. I want to encourage you to take risk in your dreams, take risk in your desires, just overall, take risks in you. Yes, risk taking is not comfortable. However, the rewards and the joys are amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Go confidently in the direction of tomorrow, even when things have gone about as wrong as they can go. Don't get discouraged. The old expression about if you fall off a horse, the best thing to do is to get right back on, has a lot of wisdom written into it. It's the same with life. Sometimes we go riding along, having the time of our life, when all of a sudden the unexpected happens and turns our world around. But then when we are feeling anxious and hurt and afraid, that we need to look deep inside and see that we can either stay in the place where we fell, or we can get right back up and go confidently in the direction of tomorrow. And remember, it's okay to stay down as long as it takes you to recover from each and every fall. But don't ever be afraid to get up and begin again just as soon as you feel the need. Because next time might be very well be the time you succeed. So get up and take some risk. Do not sit around there and wallow into the pity and have show yourself a pity party where you're serving filet mignon and all of that, and you call everybody telling them what happened to you and why you fall down and all of that. No, get up, take some risk. You know, write in your journal what happened to you, what was the lesson you learned from that, and just get up and do something. Again, I want to remind you to visit the visionweekendconference.com website at www.visionweekendconference.com and get your early registration, get your vending space, and all of that, and get a look online on the Elon Couture Beauty Magazine, and you can go directly to page 99, and you'll see my feature there. I want to thank my sister Yolanda Webb for that very distinguished opportunity, because it's offering me a global exposure, and I do not take that lightly. I thank you, my sister, for that, and for believing that I could add value into what it is that you are doing with that amazing magazine. I can't wait to sample your products. I have not used them yet, but I want to get a makeover. I'm using Elon Cosmetics. I tell you, Yolanda is indeed a diva, a real true diva in the cosmetics world. You know, she's just like pulling the beauty out of us and just helping to make us so beautiful from the inside out. Yes, yes, yes. Again, the Vision Weekend Conference 2010 is about you, the entrepreneur, showing you how to make more money in your business, how to brand you, how to secure government contracts, how to operate green businesses, how to market yourself, and, you know, how to distinguish your brand, how to keep yourself apart from the competition. I'm telling you, it's going to be an amazing, amazing conference that is just structured and designed for entrepreneurs. We will have bankers there ready to take your application, to give you some funding, and ready to answer your question about how to secure small business loans and how you can advance your business. So you don't want to miss that conference. The date is September the 3rd and 4th. We're going to have a banquet. We're going to start with the VIP reception on the night of the 2nd. We'll have our vendors setting up from 8 a.m. and by 4 p.m. they should be open. They should be ready to open to start. Have you viewing? We'll be having live radio show right there on site that will give you an opportunity to talk about your business. And if you become an exhibitor and a vendor, so long as you pay your money, we give you some time here on the show prior to the conference to talk about your business and why should people come to the conference to see you and to do some business with you. So again, the website is visionweekendconference.com, and it will be taking place here in Connecticut at the Heritage Hotel Spa and Golf, nested in the unique New England Litchfield County town of Southbury. If you are a golfer and you have not yet played on the Pampararaj Golf Course, this is your opportunity. Trust me, you do not want to miss that. That court is like velvet, you know. So you want to get this opportunity to play there. You come in on early Thursday, you can play. You can play on Sunday and just have a great time. And if you're a spouse of someone who is presenting or attending the conference and you want to go play golf, well, I guess we couldn't stop you, right? You would have the opportunity to do that. So we pray for your support. We encourage you to come out and just hear from other entrepreneurs who have been doing amazing things in their business and are willing to share with you about some of the ways that they have been utilizing to build their business. We have 28 minutes remaining, and you can still call us. We can get a lot of conversation in to 28 minutes. So call us at 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And yes, you are listening to the Queen of the Empowered Soul. So with that bit of housekeeping taken care of, the other thing I also need to mention is that we are looking for advertisers and sponsors here on their New Day Show. Feel free to send me an email at daphne@clarkhudson.com. Or you can just call me up on the phone, 860-355-9838, and let's talk about how you can become a sponsor of this magnificent radio show. Because by you sponsoring and investing in this show, you know you are sowing your seeds on a fruitful soil. So that was an opportunity that I wanted to pass on to you. I keep forgetting every week to do that. The other thing I also want to ask you, please, if you would go to my website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Daphne-Clark-Hudson, and mark my show favorite, then when you come on the show, you'll show up as a guest. I would be, not as a guest, but as the person you are. And I would get an opportunity to answer you by name. And I could also know who it is, where you're calling from. And you will be kept informed of all the things we are doing here on the A New Day Show. Keep your dreams alive. Nobody ever said it would be easy. Experience in life, discovering that it has downs as well as ups. At least the disappointments don't last very long and don't affect you as much. When you know that no matter what, you have much to look forward to. You really do. Think of yourself as a seeker. See the process of discovery as endless and yet find peace in that fact. Be a lover of life, of people, of nature, and of nuances unfolding within. Reach out and realize your goals. Stretch yourself. Take risk. And try to understand and extend your capabilities. Listen more and more to your intuition and know that it holds a wonderful wisdom. Explore. Explore and discover the creativity you felt as a child and envision anew those things that those things you may have stopped seeing on the way to growing up. Remember to keep your dreams alive, and happiness will always be in your heart. You know how often you hear people tell you that we all of us need to experience the children or the child in us. You know, we became adults and we became so uptight. We don't laugh anymore. We don't have fun. Lighten up. Take some risk on you. You know, the first day you go out there and you start smiling, just set a goal. I want to smile at 10 new people today. 10 new people today. I would like to smile at. And you go back home and you realize that, oh my heavens, that was so easy to do. That was so easy to do. I did not realize that it was that easy. So knowing that you can go there, you can take some chances in your goal, what is it that is holding you back? If you choose to answer that question honestly, you would look in the mirror and you would say to the person that is looking at you, you would say to that person, get out of my way. I got stuff to do. I have stuff to do. I've been sitting around too long. It is time for me now to get up and get started. I'm telling you, it is so rewarding when we decide that we are going to start believing in ourselves and that we are going to take risk on who we are. We have to believe in our vision. Believe in who we are. Believe in our gifts and our talents. Just believe. We don't need to do this alone. We can always, always find someone who will encourage us. Someone who will be there for us. But the first thing that we have to do is to take risk and go out there and ask. Ask the question, what do I have to lose? I don't have anything to lose. Absolutely nothing. You don't have anything to lose. The only thing you have to lose is not accomplishing the goals that God has called you to fulfill and to reach out there and to do. You know, you have the power in yourself to do all things that you want to do. You got to believe in today to become tomorrow. It is very, very, very interesting. Joel Osteen wrote in his book, Your Best Life Now, and he says, believe today, believing today, becoming tomorrow. Key truth, what you believe has much greater impact on your life than what anyone else believes. And he writes, he says, it is crucial that we see ourselves as God sees us. Since we will never rise again, since we will never rise above the image we have of ourselves, if we see ourselves barely making it, always having problems, and never happy, we will subconsciously move toward that sort of life. We move forward in life. We must change our focus. We must believe. Understand this. God will help you, but you cast the deciding vote. If you choose to stay focused on negative elements in your life, if you focus on what you can't do and what you don't have, then by your own choice, you will agree to be defeated and come springing with the enemy. You are opening the door and allowing destructive thoughts, words, actions, and attitudes to dominate your life. Nobody can have faith for you. Certainly, other people can pray for you. They can believe for you. They can quote the scriptures to you, but you must exercise faith for yourself. If you are always depending on somebody else to keep you happy, somebody else to encourage you, to get you out of trouble, you will live in perpetual weakness and disappointment. You must make a decision that you are going to be a believer. Take charge of your life and decide, no matter what comes against me, I believe in God. I'm going to have a positive outlook for my life. Consider this. If you'll get into argument with God, if you'll focus on your possibilities, your faith will enable God to show up and make that work naturally in your life. Your faith will help you overcome your obstacles and allow you to reach new levels of victory. But it's up to you. It depends on your outlook. Are you focused on your problems or are you focused on your God? Are you willing to take the risk that is required to bring about the difference in your life? You know, risk-taking is not comfortable, as I mentioned earlier on in the show. But you can do it. I do it every day I wake up. And if I can do it, so can you. Just decide that you are not going to be looking right. You are not going to be looking left. I'm just going to step out and be bold. Faith that tests. It's in the tough times of life that we find out what we are made of. No matter how successful we are, we all face challenges, struggles, and times when things don't go our way. When calamities occur, some people immediately think they have done something wrong, that God must surely be punishing them. They don't understand that God has a divine purpose for every challenge that comes into our life. He doesn't send the problem, but sometimes he allows us to go through them. Why is that? The Bible says temptations, trials, and difficulties must come. Because if we are not strengthened, our spiritual muscles, and grow stronger, we must have adversities to overcome and attack to resist. Moreover, it is in the tough times of our life that we find out what we are really made of. The pressure exposes things we need to deal with. Things such as wrong attitudes, wrong motives, area where we were compromising. As odd as it may seem, the trials can be beneficial. The scriptures say, do not be amazed and bewildered at the fury or ordeal which is taking place to test your quality, as though something strange, usually a lean to you and your position, were befalling you. And that's found in 1 Peter 4:2. Notice the trial is intended to test your quality, to test your character, to test your faith. In other words, don't think it is a big deal when you go through tough times. All through life, you will face various tests. And even though you may not enjoy them, God will use those trials to refine you. He's trying to shape you into the person he wants you to be. If you will learn to cooperate with God and be quick to change and correct the areas that he brings light, you will pass that test. And you will be promoted to a new level. If I've discovered that in the struggle of life, God is more interested in changing me than he is in changing my circumstances. I'm not saying that God won't change the circumstances, certainly. He can and often does. But most of the time, I'm tested in the areas where I am weakest, so I can discover my true strength in God. Consider this. God is not going to change anyone we are dealing with until he first changes us. When we quit complaining about everybody around us and instead start taking a good look inside ourselves and working with God to change us from the inside, God will change those other people. Examine your own heart and see if there are attitudes and motives that you seek to change. Write about those areas in your daily journal. Know that taking risk on you, it is worth the investment. Believe you me, I am here to tell you, it is worth the investment to take some risk in you and to make a difference in your life. You know, go out there. I don't know what it is, but, you know, list in your journal the areas that you want to begin to take some risk in. And I want to encourage you that you will not be alone. The minute you step out there, there will be an arm outstretched that will help you. My second affirmation for today is, when I am definite in my request, it helps me know what answer I'm looking for. I need time with God to know His presence and to wait for Him to make Himself known. So, this is my second affirmation for today. When I'm definite in my request, it helps me know what answer I'm looking for. I need time with God to know His presence and to wait for Him to make Himself known. In other words, don't think you're alone, because God is always there with you. Always, always, always. So why don't you reach out to Him, touch Him, and know that He will turn up for you. When you think that, you feel someone tap you on the shoulder, and you know that He's there to support you. Again, I want to encourage you to visit the Vision Weekend Conference website at www.visionweekendconference.com, and you can see the vendor's application there. If you're interested in applying to be a speaker, you can download the speaker's form and application from there. If you're interested in being a vendor or an exhibitor, you can also download the form from there too. And if you still have more questions after all of that, you can call us at 718-753-0244, 860-355-9838, 203-885-9434. Again, 718-753-0244, 860-355-9838, or 203-885-9434. And again, I want you to visit the www.com Elon Couture Beauty Magazine. Go to page 99 and you can see the article. I was blessed to be featured in that beauty magazine on the Mother's Day issue of the beauty magazine. So go there and call me and tell me what your thoughts are on the article and, you know, any insight that you have for me. I want to remind you to join us every Wednesday live here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you are interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser, just contact us and let us know you're willing to do that, and we will give you our information on that. And next Wednesday, one of my confirmed guests will be Dr. Barnsley Brown, and we're looking forward to that conversation on Mother's Day. I'll be on a radio show. As soon as I get all that details, I will send you a tweet And I want to encourage you to visit my fan page on Facebook. It is the Queen of the Empowered Soul. And become a fan, follow me on Twitter and join me on Facebook. I love people. I love the risk of going out there and making new friends and connecting into new relationships. I pray that you gain something out of this conversation this morning on risk-taking. If you know of any guest who has an amazing, empowering story that will indeed educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs and small business people, won't you share that information with me, please? And so I can talk with the person and see whether we are a match to have them on this show. I thank you for listening to the show. I enjoy each of you, each week that spends that time with me. I want to remind you that you were created for greatness. So don't sit around and wallow in mediocrity. You need to go out there, follow your destiny, and take a risk on you and on the desires of your heart. Don't you exit this world without your music being played. Step out, be bold, take some risk, and follow your destiny. This is the Queen of the Empowered Soul saying, so long, love you, and God bless.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Trial that came with
for every struggle that came with this land. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. See the breaking of day. It's destiny. And I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.
How are you? Good. Are you on a computer? I'm just trying to get a balance. No, not a balance. I'm trying to see if a wire. stranger woman. Good, good. Is Miss Alicia in? How are you? Good. I need a favor. I don't know if you can. I have some application I want to put off my computer. And my printer is still not working. If I bring my computer there, can you print them for me? Oh, it's different student application. I don't know how many pages. I would have to go at the email to see. All right, I'll email you one, and then because it's more than one, from the students, because what happened, they're trying to get them to me before the mail comes, so they scan them. That, I think they're fast. Hold on, because I was on the site with doing the radio show, and I just finished because I have to do it on a different ID. So let me just get into my mail that has that, and then I can kind of get it. So, go ahead. Yeah, but the